This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And the Prophet called us to be careful of ourselves. We have been doing it, alhamdulillah. The Prophet called us to be careful when you follow the Imam, you must have extra patience. We have been doing it, alhamdulillah. It's a ni'mah. To see the improvement in us is really a blessing. It's not easy to discipline ourselves, but we have been trying our best, and that is a good sign, because we are moving forward, we are changing. And we hope, inshallah, the other discipline will follow. The discipline of our shoes, our slippers will follow. So that all the slippers and shoes also have their own self. Yeah, alhamdulillah. It's important when you have this good discipline, brothers and sisters. Because wherever you go, people will look at us. By looking at what we are doing, the way we organize things, is enough. They said, actions speak louder than word. We all are aware about this beautiful saying, word of wisdom. So may Allah help us. Allah promised us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is always very close with those who have patience. We have a lot of patience following the Imam. Tonight we are going to make a dua, especially for Allah Yarham Zul Qifli Hamid, the uncle of our brother Iskandar, who took over my position to make announcement before the Qiyam. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. But before that, brothers and sisters, I'd like to share with you one important saying of Allah Rabbul Alameen. Just as a reminder to all of us, I believe all of us do have this feeling in us already, but we need to check from time to time whether this feeling is growing or is fading away. An Ubadat ibn Samit radiyallahu anhu qal, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحكي عن ربه عز وجل يقول حقت محبتي لمتهابين في وحقت محبتي للمتبازلين في حقت في وحقت محبتي لمتزاورين في والمتحبون في الله على منابر من نور في ظل عرش يوم لا ظل إلا ظله رواه أحمد حديث صحيح. The companion of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, said, I heard Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam quoting his Lord, who said, this is what hadith Qudsi come in now. The Prophet is quoting the word of Allah. The only thing, hadith Qudsi is not in the Quran. This is the saying of Allah, but it's not in the Quran. And that's why you don't say Quran, you say hadith al-Qudsi. My love, now Allah is telling all of us, my love is established for those who love one another for my sake. Now Allah is telling us about the power of love for the right cause, the right reason. Allah is telling us that His love is established. When Allah is telling us that His love is established, that means you don't have to worry about Allah's love toward us anymore. But He reminds us, for those who love one another for my sake. We must develop that love for each other for the sake of Allah. I think we all love each other in a way. We do love our family. We love our children. We love our sibling. We love our neighbor. We love our lovers. Everywhere, love, love, love. The power of love. Remember the song? But it's not from the Middle East. Yeah. The song came from somewhere else. They also acknowledge the power of love. And my love is established again for those who spend money for my sake. Allahu Akbar. We know that we live in this world, we have to spend. And Allah is telling us, I will establish my love again for those who spend for the sake of Allah. You can spend on your family for the sake of Allah. One of the best sadaqah is a sadaqah to your family too. And for the man to give sadaqah to the wife is so simple. If you are stingy, you don't want to give money to your wife. So your wife prepare food, you just feed her. Feed her. Take a spoonful of soup, rice, anything. And feed your wife. It's a sadaqah. Your mother used to feed you. Feed your mother. Allahu Akbar. And Allah continued by saying, my love is established for those who visit one another for my sake. By visiting each other for the sake of Allah, purely for the sake. Allah loves us. Allahu Akbar. You see how merciful Allah is. Keep on guiding us, showing us ways how to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not difficult. Just love each other for the right reason. Allah will love you. You spend for the sake of Allah, Allah love you again. You visit one another for the sake of Allah, Allah will love you again. Allahu Akbar. In fact, those who love one another for the sake of Allah will be at pulpits of light in the shade of Allah. When the shade of Allah will come in place? In the day of judgment. يَوْمَ لَا زِلَّ إِلَّا زِلُّهُ. Remember, that day there's no other shade that you can get except from Allah's shade. And this other hadith, the Prophet said, رَجُلًا تَحَبَّ فِي اللَّهِ إِجْتِمَاعًا عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقًا عَلَيْهِ. That hadith, the Prophet is saying that, the same thing about the love. When two Muslims love for the sake of Allah, when they meet, and they are going to depart, like here tonight, every night we are here for the sake of Allah. We smile at each other, we pray for each other, yeah. We help each other, we remind each other because we love each other. And then we are going to depart after this, maybe about 5 minutes, bye-bye, or assalamualaikum, waalaikum salam, khalas. All the car is going to leave this markaz. Yeah. But you are doing for the sake of Allah again. You have to depart because you have your own home, your own family to go. No problem. So the Prophet said, رَجُلًا تَحَبَّ فِي اللَّهِ إِسْتِمَاعًا وَتَفَرَّقًا عَلَيْهِ. And you depart for the sake of Allah. Because you are going to come back again tomorrow night. Are we coming back tomorrow night? InshaAllah. You see, you depart for a while and you come back again. Alhamdulillah. So Allah is telling us that there will be a shade of Allah's throne on the day when there is no shade but Allah's shade alone. And this shade is for those who love for the sake of Allah. Spend for the sake of Allah. Visit one another for the sake of Allah. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, we believe that all of us do have this, yeah, inshallah. Lastly, before we go for the da'wah, for the du'a arwah, it's very interesting. Yeah? There's a dialogue between the shaitan, Iblis, with Allah. An Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Iblis, ya Rabb, laysa ahadun min khalqika illa ja'alta lahu rizqa wa ma'ishatan fama rizqi. Allah, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said that Allah's messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, Iblis, we know that Satan said to Allah, Shaitan also talked to Allah. That's why I said, who don't believe in Allah? Everyone believe in Allah. Even the number one enemy of us, Shaitan, believe in Allah. But people don't understand. People say, I'm talking nonsense. How can we say Shaitan believe in Allah? This is what he's doing. He's talking to Allah. He's asking Allah. If he don't believe in Allah, he don't have to mention the word of Allah anymore. The only thing that Allah curse him because he have that little takabbur, arrogant. Ana khairu minhu. He always feel that he was better. He was better. That's all. Now he said to Allah, Ya Rabb, for every one of your creatures, everything that Allah created, you have arranged sustenance and means of livelihood. That means you give them rizq. Animal have rizq, the ant have rizq, the fly have rizq. We also have our rizq. Everybody have their rizq. When you plant a mango tree, what do you want from the tree? Fruits. And what you want from the fruit? You want a good fruit. You don't want all the mango tree to have rotten mangoes. It's a waste of time. But you want the mango to be good, sweet, sometimes sour a bit, sometimes bitter a bit. Alhamdulillah. But most of the time, when you get some mango, you also find some alien inside the mango. Suddenly, how this worm enter, we do not know. No. But that is the risk of the worm. The worm also have their risky. The bird have their risky. And when the mango fall, you don't pick it up, the ant will come. That is their risky. If the only the good mango is for, I think we will keep it for ourselves. We are not going to share with others. But Allah is so kind. He prepares some for you, some for the other creation. So this Iblis said to Allah, how about my rizq? You see? He said, you have prepared rizq for all the other creatures. How about my? I'm also your creation. Is Shaitan the creation of Allah? Yes. Allah created him from the jinn. Look at what Allah said. Ma lam yazkir ismullahi alayhi, that will be a risk. Meaning, Allah said, anything on which Allah's name is not mentioned when we are eating and drinking, that is yours. So don't underestimate the name of Allah. Just by saying Bismillah, then he have no share. But when you are so busy, so impatient, that you even forget Allah when you eat and drink. You're talking, you eat. You forget to say Bismillah. Actually, that is his risk, not yours. So don't forget to say Bismillah. When we eat, when we drink, remember the Prophet said, whoever make ablution without saying Bismillah, his ablution is not been completed. By saying Bismillah, make a lot of difference. So remind your children, remind your loved one, not to forget to say Bismillah. brother and sister, in the dua of Qunut tonight, the Imam also asks Allah for forgiveness for all Muslim male and female, and all believing male and female, and those who are alive and those who have passed away. Tonight we have somebody who passed away. Yesterday, I think, to today. So let us humbly, because one of the Surah A'raf recited by Imam in the Qiyam, verses 55-56, Allah said, "Udu'u Rabbakum tadarru'a wa khufyatan, innahu la yuhibbul mu'tadin." Allah said, when you call upon me, call with full of humbleness. You must humble yourself. And if not important, you don't have to raise up your voice. Like Allah is so far away, kufya, be more secretive with Allah. But when we want to make dua, and to remind all of us to make the dua, we can guide you. The dua, I'm going to recite slowly, and you can follow me to recite for Zulkifli Hamid, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافيه واعف عنه وأكرم نزوله وواسع مدخله واغسله بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقيه من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم أبدله دارا خيرا من داره وأهلا خيرا من أهله اللهم أدخله جنتك وأجره من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار اللهم اغفر لحيينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم لا تحرمنا أجره ولا تدلنا بعده ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.